Welcome back. We are up to Perek Vav Mishnah. Vav chapter 6, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, Tiglachas HaTumah Ketzah. So a little bit of background. So there's two types of shavings that a Nazir might have to do. One is the shaving of Tahara, which is the shaving of purity, which happens at the conclusion of the Nazirus. The other is the shaving of Tumah, the shaving of impurity, which happens if a Nazir happens to become Tameh Mesi, interacts with a dead body, and then he has to shave to purify as part of the purification process, and then start his Nazirus all over again. So says the Mishnah now, Tiglachas HaTumah Ketzah. So what is the procedure for the shaving of Tumah? So Hayam Azabashishi Vashvi, so after he touches the dead body, he becomes Tameh Mes. So he would have the special water that was mixed with the para aduma ashes, so he would have that sprinkled on him on the third and seventh days. Umigalech Bashvi, and the Nazir would shave his head on the seventh day, and specifically he would do this after he was sprinkled with the water and he went to the mikvah, and then he waits until nightfall, and then he becomes completely tahor. Umevi karbonosa bashmini, and then he brings his karbonos to allow him to start the Naziris over again on the eighth day. Then says the Mishnah, Vim Gilach Bashmini, if he shaves his head on the eighth day instead of the seventh day, maybe Karbanos Av Bobayom, he can bring his Karbanos to allow him to start counting his Naziris over again on that very day, and he doesn't need to wait until the next day. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Amarla Rabbi Tarvan. Rabbi Tarvan says to him, Ma Bein Zele Metzora, what's the difference between this case of the Nazir Tamei, who, if he delays shaving until the eighth day, he can shave and bring his Karbanos on the same day, and a Metzora, who, if he delays his shaving, his body until the eighth day of his purification process, he can't bring his offerings until the ninth day. Amarla Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Tarfon, Zeh Taraso Tzuliyah Biyamav. In the case of this one, meaning the Nazir Tameh, his purification from Tumah is solely dependent on his 7 days of purification, which include the sprinkling that's followed by the going into the mikvah, but not on his shaving. So since the purification was completed the day before, there's no reason why he can't shave and bring his karbonos on the next day. Umitzora Taraso Tzuliyah Biyamav. When the Mitzora shaves, that is, his purification is dependent on him shaving, and he can't become tahor until he shaves his body and then goes to the mikvah. You know, maybe karban ela imkein hayam oriv shemesh. And since the masorah has to bring or can't bring his karbanos until night has fallen on the day of his purification, so the masorah can never bring his karbanos on the day that he shaves. That is Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zion. So the Mishnah is now going to describe the concluding ritual for the Nazir who completes the term of Naziris, meaning the other type of shaving. Tiglachas HaTahara Ketzad. What is the procedure for the shaving of Tahara, the conclusion of the Naziris term? Hayamevi Shalosh Behemos Chatas Ola Shlomim. He brings three animals to the base of Migdash, Chatas, an Ola, and a Shlomim. And he would shech the Shlomim offering, which was the last of his three karbanos, and then he would shave his head after he shechted all three of them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Lo haya megalech ela al hachatas. He wouldn't wait to shave his head after the shlamim. Rather, he would shave it immediately after shechting the chatas. Shechatas kodemus bechol makom. Because whenever there are several offerings that would normally be brought, the chatas always comes first. And it's therefore fitting that the Nazir shaves his head immediately after the chatas is shechted. Vim gilach al echad mishlashtan yatsa. But if the Nazir shaves his head after any one of the three karbanos was shechted, he fulfills his obligation according to all opinions, meaning that this argument that we just quoted above is only about the preferred time to shave. But everyone agrees that as long as he does it after one of the three, it doesn't make a difference which one, he will be yotze. He will have fulfilled his obligation that it was necessary. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. But for now, have a wonderful day.